If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, commission license number DC 32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about regret, how to overcome serious regrets in your life, and how to really understand where regret starts from, how to change it, how to learn from it, and how to let it go. You know, I think many of us suffer from regret in our life because of a choice we've made, something that we did. And some of us don't even know how to let it go. Like, it's plagued us our entire life, and we're at this point in our life asking ourselves, when are we going to be free from this regret? And so we have to really focus on where the regret is coming from, what it's about, before we can even understand it, to actually let it go. So let's begin today's exploration or conversation with really thinking about what regret truly is. Because when we have regret, it's a way of thinking. I mean, that's logical, right? It's actually the way that we're thinking. We're thinking based on regret, because we're really defining it in a situation that we're unhappy. We didn't make the right choice. We're very regretful of the past, and we're regretful of what we did or didn't do. And it's a true way of thinking that can cloud our judgment and can cloud our future, because we can be scared to know, are we going to make the right decision? Will we make the wrong decision in the future? Will I fall into the same trap? And those things go through your mind at such a rapid rate that it's hard to really focus on what we need to be doing. You know, regret is when we blame ourselves for things that have happened or for things that didn't happen. And I find that interesting, because I know that we all have some regret. We've all have some regret that we live with, that we deal with, that we have to understand, that we have to get right with. And it's a big deal. Okay, it's a big deal, and that's what we have to do. But I find that there's two types of regret that we want to talk about today, because I only find that there's two types of regret. There really are. And the first one is productive regret that we can actually learn about ourselves from. And it helps us to make changes to our choices and behavior in the future and in the moment. And it really adds to our clarity of thought and engagement when we have that productive regret, because it's not like it's a black hole of emotion and we're going to continue to make these bad choices. With the productive regret, we're actually observing what happened. We're taking into consideration the past and the situations that took place, our emotions and how we got there, and then we're restructuring our future habits, activities, actions with that in mind. You know, there's a second type of regret, which is unproductive regret. And unproductive regret really is kind of somewhat of a blame game, causing a lot of problems in our life. It causes havoc. It causes health problems. It causes stress, anxiety, sadness, a sense of loss, weakness. All those types of things makes us scared to make decisions, because we're fearful of making the wrong decisions. unproductive regret when unchecked can really do a havoc on anybody's life. It can really do havoc on people's lives because you're not really aware of what's going on in the mindset. And that unproductive regret will stack up against you over time. It'll make some people almost where they're immobile, where they can't move, they can't make a choice, they're too scared, they're too fearful, they're too wary, mentally, physically, emotionally, to make a choice. It'll make other people make the wrong choices every single time. It'll make some people where they can't make a choice at all to save their life. And then, you know, it's an interesting scenario, because anytime that we are surrounded by fear and anxiety and stress, and that we are built up into that whole dynamic, we don't choose wisely. We choose poorly. Okay? We choose whatever we have to choose to save ourselves. And usually under that type of duress, well, you know what? We don't choose by weighing the pros and cons and thinking what's best and what's appropriate. We just go with what we see, you know? And so that unproductive regret is definitely something that needs to be checked at the door by the end of the show, or at least on the road to recovery and understanding where that exists in your life. You know, regret is about the things we've done, and it's about the things we haven't done. And I think many of us have regret in our life, and that regret can either serve us or can really hold us a hostage in our own world. And I'd like to talk right now about some good examples really of regretting some things that we actually did. Because I know some of you out there were like, well, you know what? I regret things that I didn't do. Some of you are out there saying, well, I regret some of the actions and some of the things that I chose for myself. I wish I could take it back. And so you can see you can have regret on both sides of the spectrum, you know, based on the outcome, based on the situation. And, you know, a good example of something that we did that we regret, and I know many of you might fall into the same category, with different things, is maybe you feel like you married the wrong person. A good example is you feel like you married the person that your mom, your dad, or your family wanted you to marry, but you didn't marry the person you were in love with. Or you didn't even want to get married, but your parents wanted you to get married, and you kind of felt like you were forced down that path. You know, another good example is that you got pregnant, and everybody wanted you to get married to the father of the child, or vice versa. You got her pregnant, and your parents believe that you should get married to her and also start a family, and you regret that, and you could have raised the child without having to be married. There's a lot of different circumstances that put us in a string of regret. It could be that we didn't take the right job we wanted, or we didn't major in school what we wanted to major in school with. Perhaps we regret not going to college because we had to go to high school because we had to deal with some stuff that we didn't want to deal with. Or perhaps our family really needed us to stay behind and help raise somebody or take care of mom or dad because somebody was sick or something, whatever that is. And so we regret the fact of not living our own life, not being who we want to be. On the flip side, not doing something that causes regret. So we don't act, we don't do something, and now we feel a lot of regret. A good example is, you know, not applying for that job that you should have applied for, that you could have gotten. Possibly yes, possibly no, but you never know because you didn't apply. It could be not saying something to your grandma or grandfather before they died, and you wish that you could tell them something. And so you have this regret looming over your head, and you feel as though there's no closure. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things. And, you know, there's some women out there that, you know, were in health issues and maybe had to deal with the loss of a child or the abortion of a child or something to that degree, which is horribly painful. And that's got you in such a mode of regret that it's caused you depression, maybe even PTSD and anxiety, because of what you did or did not do. And, you know, none of us are perfect. And unfortunately, people make bad decisions. And those bad decisions, well, they can haunt us for the rest of our lives if we don't get right with it. And, you know, I think it's interesting. I think many of us deal with this. I think many of you listening, including myself, have had regrets that are painful. Many that I was able to get over quicker than not. Some that it's taken a long time because it was hard to get past it, hard to forgive my actions or my connectivity in it or whatever. There's a lot of things that were there that I needed to get right with that I hadn't gotten right with. So there's a lot of things that come with this regret. When I return, I'm going to begin addressing where the regret actually comes from. Where does regret actually come from? What parts of your life does the majority of regret reside? I think this is going to be very informative and illuminating to you because we all have it. And for the most part, most of it is unproductive regret and it holds us back. And this is the stuff that will haunt you for your whole life. So why not get real with it, get an inventory of it, forgive ourselves and move on. And we're going to talk about how to do that later on in the hour. But in the meantime, I'll return talking about the choices that we made involving family, work, marriage, our pets, even our children, and how that impacts us and our level of regret. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess in the search bar, B-E-R-G-E-S, and you'll find my YouTube channel. And I have videos every week, new video content that is about relationships, to dealing with regret, to overcoming anxiety, and a lot in between. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Well, I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Hey, Dad, want to shoot some hoops?
In a bit, buddy. I promise.
Allegra knows that allergy symptoms can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
I'll just play by myself.
For outdoor and indoor allergies, get Allegra. It's the fastest, non-drowsy allergy relief. It starts working in 1 hour, helping you break through your worst allergy symptoms with continuous 24-hour relief.
Yes!
Great shot, buddy. Let's play another game.
You're on, Dad.
Get Allegra and get back to the moment. Among single-ingredient OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use as directed.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, Perspectives, I'm discussing regret. How to deal with serious regret in our life, how to understand it, where it comes from, and how to let it go. And so right before the break, I had been talking about some examples of the regret that comes from when we actually do something versus when we actually don't do something. You know, the example was, you know, going to a college that we didn't want to, or getting married when we didn't want to get married, but our family told us we had to, or whatever. There's a lot of things, perhaps the things that you didn't do, which might have been not applying for that job or not putting yourself out there or what have you. And that actually generates a lot of regret. So where does the majority of regret come from? You know, if we were supposed to do an inventory, let's say like we were doing a personal inventory and somebody goes, well, where does the most of the regret come from? You know, as far as socially, as far as humans are concerned. And I believe that most of the regret comes from the choices that are involved with work, school, family, marriage, children, and pets. Okay. And I think that when we make choices about our work, that takes us away from ourselves. That takes us away from what we like to do. I think that's a big one. I think the choices we made about school, perhaps some of you chose not to go to school because there were pressing issues, there were family stress, there was drama. You know, perhaps you had to take care of something. Perhaps there was no financial means to do it. You know, there's a lot of things that happen. And, you know, a lot of things we regret because we had to do it out of necessity. Sometimes we regret things because we didn't think it through. There's a lot of things in between, and especially when we feel like we are lackadaisical about something, that can really cause us some unproductive regret. You know, whether it comes to family, and maybe there was an argument between mom and dad, or mom or dad, or grandma or grandpa, and now they have passed, and you feel as though you can't communicate. You feel as though, well, you've lost out, that there's no closure. I can't get any closer because they passed away and we never righted this wrong and we never dealt with the water under the bridge. And so now here I am dealing with this and I can't even talk to them because they're gone. Now, I don't agree that you can't talk to people that have passed. I believe that you can communicate. I believe that there's a thing called like the connection to all. And I believe that you have to just be aware of that. But I think in the process of having that regret, we get clouded. That we don't have the ability to pray and what have you to deal with that because we're just so sad and so down on our choices. And I think all of us have been to some degree in our life where there's been an argument with a family member or a friend and it took a long time to overcome. There was some issues and it took us a while to get right. And for most of us, we were able to right that wrong before it caused us a lot of sadness and regret for most of us. However, some of us, well, you know what? We didn't have a chance. I mean, we did, but we didn't take it. You know, my dad has never forgiven himself for not telling his dad that he loved him. I mean, and they told each other that they loved them many times, but his father got sick and had a heart attack, and my dad was really scared of hospitals. And he thought his dad would be fine, and there'd be nothing wrong with him, and that he could say whatever he needed to say whenever he needed to say it, and it wasn't a big deal. But his dad died before he could say it. Now, you know, many of us would say, well, I'm sure his dad knew that he loved him and, you know, prayer and what have you else. Yes, that's important. However, when you're living in a state of regret, you're not thinking about that. When you're living in a state of regret, you're not thinking, oh, yeah, well, you know what? I did what I did this time. It's only like that thought of negativity and that broken record that keeps telling you about how you screwed up or what happened or the problems or, you know, how this is never going to go away or how this is so big and earth-shattering. But it's a big deal. I mean, you know, I would have hoped that he would have been able to tell his dad how he felt. But he didn't. And so, you know, think about the regret that he's having. All I had to do was go up to the hospital. All I had to do was go up to the hospital and tell him I loved him. That's all I had to do. I didn't have to do anything else. And instead, because of my fear of hospitals and because of my thought that he was going to be fine, guess what? I lost my dad without saying goodbye. And some of you are dealing with that same regret right now, that exact same regret. And some of you are dealing with it, and some of you, it's killing you inside. It's like you think about it every moment of every day. You know, some regret comes from marriage. Whether we married somebody, that we regret. Or whether we didn't get married to somebody and we regret that for the rest of our lives. The one that got away. And I've had some clients in my office talk about how they regret not getting married to somebody, but they weren't in the right place to get married, they felt, at the time. And now they're dating, and it seems like they can't find anybody that can compare to this person. Now, whether or not they're putting them on a pedestal, well, you know, that's between them and them. But to some degree, we did let some people go that we probably shouldn't have. Timing is interesting, though. People have to be in the right place in the right time. And so some opportunities that we feel like we didn't take may or not been real opportunities. Perhaps we chose to have children and, you know, it's been very difficult that we've put our life on the back burner and it seems like we're living our life for the child. And there's nothing wrong with telling the truth. There's nothing wrong with being honest. This is a judgment-free zone. I mean, some people, like, they're children of their lives, and some other people, they're like, wow, I really had no idea that my life was going to completely change. And children can be amazing, and it can be difficult. Maybe some of you chose not to have children, and it plagues you. There's a lot of things going on. Maybe you didn't get married to someone because they couldn't have children, and now you wish that you would have married them because you feel like you lost the love of your life. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things going on. What about pets? Perhaps you had to surrender a pet because you were in a bad place at a time where you couldn't take care of the pet and there was a lot of things going on and so you feel really horrible about that. Perhaps you had to put a pet down that, you know, you wonder, could you have taken care of them longer? Or could it have worked longer? Would it have worked out? If you'd just given it another year, maybe it would have been fine. Maybe you've chosen not to have another pet because the loss of your last pet, you can't deal with it. But then you look back at it and you wonder why you did that, because the love that you had for your dog or cat was so immense. You don't know why you held yourself from doing it for so long. You know, so work, family, marriage, children, animals, even school, the school we chose to go to, the school we chose not to go to, the stuff that we chose to do and vice versa. It's a very interesting dynamic. So how do we deal with the regrets that we have from these areas in our life? You know, the first way that we can deal with regret is journaling and writing down your thoughts and feelings about your regret. Journaling and writing down your thoughts and feelings about your regret. Asking yourself, why are you regretful? It's very interesting because when we journal and write down our thoughts and feelings about regret, it can go a long way. Because we actually write it down. We get it out of our mind. We take it out of the swirl of thought and emotion. And we write it down. We write our feelings down, our thoughts. And we ask ourselves directly, what are we regretful about? Because sometimes we don't really know exactly what we're regretful about. We think about a scenario that happened, but we don't really know. And we haven't really filled in all the blanks and dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. Because we just have a feeling of loss. And that feeling of loss and sadness leads us to not completely understand the situation, the missed opportunities, where the regret really falls into. Now, some of you say, you know, well, my regret is obvious, okay? I wasn't able to say goodbye to my parents before they passed, or I had an argument with them before they died, and I never got to make it right. And I get it. And that's something that you definitely want to journal down and write about, and because it's going to really be cathartic, okay? And it's also going to get these thoughts out of your mind and onto paper so you can actually realistically see what you're dealing with and understand the magnitude of it. Because when it stays in our head, it's bigger than life. When it stays in our head, it's huge. It's like the monster under the bed when we were a kid and we didn't want to look. Ah! But it's the same thing. And so we have to come to terms with it and embrace it and accept it. But it begins with putting it on paper and seeing it for what it truly is. And then and only then can we begin a process of figuring out what to do and how to make it better. Stay tuned when I return to be talking more about regret and more about ways we can deal with it and overcome it in our day-to-day life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in, back this time in two shakes.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about overcoming serious regret, how to do it. And right before the break, I was talking about the ways of dealing with regret. One of the big ways is journaling and writing down your thoughts and feelings about your regret. You know, we need to write down our thoughts and feelings in order to understand where we are, what we're feeling, what we need to do. Oftentimes, there's a whirlwind of emotion wrapped up in a situation, what we consider a missed opportunity, and we have a difficult time really putting our finger on what we regret the most or what we need to deal with or what we need to tackle. And so when we write it down and we put it on paper and we actually read it and we see it for what it is, it goes a long way for us to be able to, one, open our eyes to other perspectives, two, be able to functionally see things in a different light, and three, to learn from it in a wise way to make it a productive regret instead of a non-productive regret. You know, another way of dealing with this regret is to really to seek out a therapist or a coach. Find one that you resonate with, that you can understand, that you connect with, and have that therapist help you with cognitive behavioral therapy, or have that coach help you with neuro-linguistic programming. Whether it's CBT or NLP, both of these work very well to work with the person that's dealing with the regret, with the thinking patterns and the negative broken record. What I found is it's not just like the regret. It's not like that one thing that's haunting you. It seems that when we have regret, it's a system of blame. It's a system of putting ourselves down. And we have a tendency of running a record in our background, telling ourselves how we're not good enough and how we need to make different changes or whatever in our life. And so it can be very undermining. It can also be very depressing and sad and an empty feeling because we were beating ourselves up over something that we didn't do or we did do, but we can't seem to get out of that pattern and we can't seem to get out of that depression. And so both of those techniques go really far in helping to right those wrongs. But, you know, with respect to this show, I like to give techniques that people can use right now. And, you know, a lot of it is just writing down what's in your head. And I know that some people say, my God, I mean, how much stuff do you want me to write down? Well, you need to get a journal and you need to begin to write down the thoughts in your head. And you write them in a row. It's like a laundry list because we got to get out what's in our head so that we know what we're thinking. We can't just leave all that upstairs and just assume that one day it's just going to all get cleaned out, right? It's like taking all your stuff from the house, and every time the house gets messy, you take all the stuff and you throw it up in the attic. Well, you know what that attic's going to look like eventually? I mean, it's going to be a total disaster zone, okay? And the same with our minds. When we don't take care of our minds, when we don't figure out what we need to do, when we put everything on the back burner, da-da-da-da-da, and it's just like it's something all the time. And it's like we don't really deal with all that stuff in our attic. Instead, we're just shoving it in, not dealing with it, not taking care of it. And just, you know, when we could be taking inventory, getting it out of our mind. And so what I work with my clients is writing down those thoughts in your head so that we can go through them. And the good thing is that when you write this stuff down, you can actually look at it and see all the thoughts that are going on in your head. A lot of them are unchecked. A lot of them are training you to live a certain way, to act a certain way based on these thoughts. Not the reality of the situation, but based on these thoughts that you're having in your mind. You know, another thing that you can do to really change the situation with regret and to really deal with it is to learn from the regret. Anytime we learn from things that we do what we consider wrong, we actually do better. Okay, so the more successful people talk about how, you know, you screw up, you fall down, you get back up, and you keep doing it. And most successful people were not always successful. Most successful people have successfully done things very wrong. Okay, but the difference between a successful person and a non-successful person is that the successful person actually learns from their mistakes and works to change it. Okay, and that's where we want to be at. So we can turn around this regret, turning it into a learning process, turning it into learning from something, put this into practice with some new ideas that are spurred on from our regret, and apply the wisdom that we've learned into our day-to-day life. You know, it's you see people that are probably in your life that keep making the same wrong choices. They make them over and over and over again. And it can be comical from a distance, but is it really comical? Or is it kind of sad? And that's the difference between someone that's learned from their problems, that's learned from their challenges, that's gotten wise from the situation, is they step up and they go, you know what? God, I got to learn from this. I mean, I got to get right with me on this. You see what I'm saying? And that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. And that's something that we really need to focus on, is what can we learn? How can we get wise from the things that we've done? How can we understand what we've done, and how can we move forward? Because that's going to change our lives in such a dynamic way. When we apply the wisdom that we've learned, it goes a long way to actually creating the life that we want. I've made mistakes. I've had regrets. But what I did is I tried not to fall into the pitfalls again of that same mistake. Okay, there's been some that I made mistakes a couple of times, and I've regretted them a couple of times. And after that, it hurts so bad to learn that lesson the second time that I learned it forever. I learned it forever. And I know that you can resonate with that as well, because, you know, we're human. It is what it is. You know, sometimes we make mistakes because we're being selfish. Other times we're not being thoughtful enough of our lives. You know, there's so many different things. It's crazy. And we have to get right with it. We have to get right with it. And once we get right with it, it's like the doors open up and the sun comes shining in and we realize it. And it catapults us into an amazing place in our life. We have to be aware of how our past affects our future. And that's something that I find very interesting when I'm dealing with clients, because a lot of times people don't realize how much their past affects everything they do. You know, a good example is, you know, someone comes in, they've been divorced for several years. They don't really realize the impact that the ex has on their life. They don't realize all the pain and suffering that they went through during that marriage has affected them on a daily, minute-to-minute basis in their current life, because they never dealt with it, okay? They never dealt with it. And the same is regret. When we have something that's looming over us for a long period of time, we feel a lot of regret about it, it'll eventually begin to wear on us. And as it wears us thin. And it takes away that zeal and that zest of life. And in turn, it makes us stressed out, scared. It makes us feel alone. And we feel like there's nothing we can do, that we're stuck. And so we have to be aware how the past affects our future. And this is a good thing about journaling too, because when you start writing down the things that are happening in your day-to-day life and the choices you're making, you're going to start understanding exactly what's up, because you're going to be able to realize why you chose something. You know, another thing that I want you to be aware of is past missed opportunities, and to really try to put yourself out there in a positive way. Past opportunities that we have missed can be a struggle for many of us. It can be a struggle for many of us because we begin to make up things that could have happened had this opportunity, had we had taken this opportunity instead of missed it. we start making up these thoughts in our head, and we start they become grandiose, they become huge, bigger than life, and we start making this missed opportunity something huge, when in reality, yes, it could have been a real missed opportunity that could have really helped us, but to some degree, it might not have been as well. And those are things that when we journal, we begin to see things a little more clearly. Because some of our considered missed opportunities are not really missed opportunities at all. It might have actually been a good thing that we actually missed out on that. You see what I'm saying? Some opportunities that we said no to were not necessarily for the best concern or for the best of our lives. And I think that when we feel that way or we feel regret from past missed opportunities, we need to put ourselves out there more in life. We need to try new things. We need to re-engage in life. We need to do things outside of the box. We need to get outside of our comfort zone in a good way and put ourselves out there to do things that we wouldn't necessarily do before. Because if you're scared about missing opportunities and you're scared about living this life without doing what you want to do, then it's time to jump into life and not to stand on the sidelines. It's time to say yes instead of say no. It's time to be more of a part and an interaction in your life instead of a spectator. If you haven't already, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com, and live your true life perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about a regret. I've been illuminating how to overcome some serious regret in your life, how to put it in perspective, how to make changes, how to learn from it, how to be wiser, and how not to repeat the same mistakes twice. You know, regret is a learning tool, I think, more than anything. I mean, I've had some regret in the past that has really thrown me for a loop, but you know what? When you really look at it, it really is a learning tool. It's something we can all learn from. It's something we can all take from, and we can all get perspective in our life. And right before the break, I was talking about missed opportunities and how we have to be aware of missed opportunities to put ourselves out there in a positive way. And to really start saying yes instead of saying no to things that take us positively out of our comfort zone. Because if we continue to say no, we continue not to do it, and it's good for us, we will continue to have regret. On the other hand, some of us consider some missed opportunities as horrible missed opportunities, but sometimes these could be maybe a good thing. We have to sometimes recognize that if we have been tuning and listening to our gut to some degree, that it has saved us from things that might have appeared as an opportunity, but truly was not an opportunity. And so when you're using your journal and writing these things down and really focusing, you're going to be able to see some stuff that you've never seen before. You're going to have some stuff illuminate to you that you never thought was there. I mean, that's why people go to a therapist, right? Because they talk out their stuff, right? They talk about it. They present their feelings, their emotions, and they're raw and they're real about it, okay? If you and I try to incubate and keep it on our own and try to deal with it in our own head, we're going to go crazy. Because you can only have so many thoughts in your head at one time. And when you have a lot of regret and fear and emotion, it normally doesn't allow us to have a clarity of thought. It's actually quite the opposite. It actually takes us off target and it usually has us doing something that's probably not to the best of our ability and making choices that usually aren't that good for us. But bottom line is to really just try some new things. I mean, you know, we don't want to live on the sidelines of life anymore. It's so unworth it. Nobody's going to give you a medal of honor for always playing it safe and doing nothing that interests you. And I get it, because some of you out there are like, well, hey, I'm married and my husband or my wife doesn't like to do X, Y, Z or whatever. And so I feel like I'm constrained. But there comes a time when you have to give and take for the marriage, right? On both sides. And there comes a time when you've also got to step up for your own personal life and say, I got to do this because this means something to me. I got to do this because I think this is an opportunity that I don't want to turn down. Okay? There's some opportunities that I don't think are really opportunities. There's some opportunities that I think, you can turn it down. And there's certain things that, man, you got to step up there and do it. If you're given that opportunity, you better run with it. Because you might not ever get that again. So let's switch gears a little bit. In order to really overcome regret, we have to be more empathetic with others. Why? Why, you ask? Because you've been there before. We've all been there before. Most of us have done a lot of things that we regret. And, you know, sometimes it's interesting, like in sessions with my clients, I share a lot of personal stuff with my clients, okay? And I know a lot of therapists, a lot of life coaches, a lot of psychologists choose not to do that. I don't overshare, okay? But I share when it's important. I share when it's important because I feel that when somebody's going through something that's really affecting their day-to-day life, they need to know that other people have gone through it and that other people came out the other side pretty much unscathed. And even if it doesn't make me look in the highest of high and the best of lights, I don't care. I don't care. I used to care. I don't anymore because I realized, you know what? We gotta share with people to help them, to make them better people. If I act like it's never happened to me and I've never done anything wrong, I think that's a lie. I don't want to live like that, but I do want to connect with folks so that they understand that I truly do care and that I care about them and that I've been through the process and I have made it through the tunnel and I'm here to tell the tale. And when you're more empathetic with people, you understand, you're there for them, you care about them, and you know, it's a good thing to do. It's a good place to be at. And that's a fun thing. And it's also, it gives back. Another thing is to have more gratitude in your life and to see the things that you have done. To have more gratitude in your life and be grateful for the things that you have done. To be grateful for the choices that you made that were good. To even be grateful for the regret so that you can turn it around and use your newfound wisdom to not ever fall into that pitfall again. And that gratitude in our life allows us to see the things that we've actually accomplished. Because a lot of times when we have regret, we're kind of all on this negative side of the playing field. We feel so overwhelmed by the regret that we don't even see the cool things that we've done. We're too busy like feeling sorry. We're too busy being angry with ourselves. We're too busy challenging ourselves. We're too busy, you know, kicking our own butt that we don't even realize the value that we bring into this world. The amazing things that we have done and the stuff that we have created because we haven't taken an inventory of our life. And once we become more grateful, we start realizing all kinds of things. We also start realizing that some of those missed opportunities, well, they weren't. And we also start realizing that we should be more grateful for our situation because we do have a lot of things going on in our life and we should find that gratefulness. Forgive yourself. If you haven't already, and I know many of you haven't because you're still holding on to that regret, you've got to forgive yourself. That's the first way to let it go. After you're journaling and you're working through this and you're analyzing these missed opportunities and you're trying new things and you're being empathetic with others and you're doing all this great stuff and you're finding gratitude in your day-to-day life, now it's time to forgive yourself for the things that you've done. To forgive yourself and to let them go. And when we begin to forgive ourselves, it's about forgiving ourselves because we have to. And it takes time for that to resonate. And we might have to forgive ourselves several times. But it's a very powerful mental, emotional, spiritual structure. And once we do that, then it's time to add some daily affirmations into our life that can propel forward our new way and our new perspective of thinking. You know, oftentimes because of that regret, we see ourselves as not being good enough, as we're never going to be successful, or these are never going to happen for me, or I make bad choices, or whatever that looks like. And when we make affirmations,
it's not just to flip the script, but it's to reactivate our brain and our actions and our attitude to conform and to move into another way of thought, another way of living, to recondition it, to get it out of the negative broken record. I am powerful. I make good and solid choices every day. And these affirmations will take us a long way to overcoming that regret. Work to forgive yourself, becoming more regret-free, and don't forget to live your true life.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.